I wanted to talk to you about the odds of winning.
Yes.
They're terrible. They're just awful. I mean, there are things that you can't even conceive of that would happen before you winning the lottery.
That's right. It's essentially zero. And it's so small that our intuition doesn't hold up, you know, for having something one out of so many chances.
Sure.
So there are six numbers. For the first five, you have to choose a number between 1 and 70, and then one of the remaining ones, so 69 possibilities, then 68, then 66.
Yeah. Sure.
And but you can put them in any order. So you have to divide by how many ways you can reorder those five numbers. And there are 120 ways, five factorial ways you can reorder them. And then after that, that special number has to be a number between 1 and 25.
Sure.
So the chances are 1 out of like 360 million.
And that's the reason why there hasn't been a winner since July, is that these odds are terrible, even though more and more people seem to be playing. Now, you told me in the hallway that you could actually purchase a ticket or purchase all of the possibilities and at right now come out on top, but there's a catch.
Right. Well, since there are 300, let's say 350 million combinations, if each ticket costs $2, you'd have to spend $700 million to buy all the combinations. This is ignoring, you know, how you would actually get all those numbers.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be stuck behind you in line.
Right. Right. So, there was a jackpot, I think, 2 years ago that was pretty close to what it is now. It's about $1.5 billion then. And three people won. Well, if you had bought all of the possible tickets, you would have been guaranteed to be the fourth winner. Mm-hmm. But that jackpot, you had to divide between four people. And if you want to get the money, all of it right away, rather than an annuity.
The cash option.
The cash option.
Yeah.
Well, you only get about 60% of that. So you would have lost money.
So there could be, if this thing continues to roll over, an opportunity for you to play every number and come out on top, but you run the risk of everybody playing and splitting that pot. They said that 75% of all combinations will have been purchased going into tonight's drawing, whereas the last time was about 59%. So,
So there's a 3 out of 4 chance that somebody will win.
Sure, sure. Yeah. You had been talking too a little bit about some of the statistical odds that are better than winning this. Do you have any of those off the top of your mind of things that would be more possible than you winning this?
Well, as I said, your intuition. You can't get your mind around so many possibilities, and statistically, it's essentially zero. So you could, it's sort of a funny thing, but you could say, well, the chances are about the same whether you buy a ticket or not. Don't buy a ticket.
Sure. At least then you'd get to save your $2.
That's right. You get to save it.
Well, so that's my next question then, I guess, is people, especially last Friday, it was payday for a lot of people. I talked to some cashiers, and they said people were literally coming up to the register and dumping hundreds of dollars, their paycheck.
Right.
To improve their odds. Now, if I go downstairs right now to the convenience store and buy one ticket for $2, but then I say, I want to make my odds better, I'm going to get 2 or 3 or 4 or 5. What is my advantage? What is my disadvantage here?
Well, remember, you're paying more money for that. So the odds don't go up, because if they did, I mentioned that example, if you went all the way to buying all possible tickets, you would lose.
Sure.
I mean, if you were the only winner, you would win. This is sort of a special case, but typically, you would not come out ahead if you bought all the tickets. So then, it's best just to buy one ticket. You get some pleasure out of it. You can dream a little bit, and that's worth something.
Sure.
But I think if you're going to put any more money into it, I would just, you know, spend the money and go to a movie, enjoy a movie.
Sure, your odds don't dramatically improve based on the number you buy, because it's going to be so insignificant based on the
right.
amount of players, I guess.
Right. So actually, your expected return, this is a more technical term in statistics, well, for every $2 you put in, you expect only a dollar back. So if you buy two tickets, you only expect $2 back. And the more you buy, the farther behind you get.
Is there any way in your research that you've been able to notice a pattern in that numbers from certain locations may, or certain areas may be better hit, or certain numbers may be a better hit? Or is this literally everything is equal and everyone's got the exact same chance, no matter if you live in Iowa, Florida, wherever?
That's right. Everybody's got the same chance. I've looked at in my teaching, I've done this as a class exercise where we took a look at the frequency of various numbers, not for this game, but for the Illinois Lotto. Mm-hmm. And
your odds are a little bit better than the Illinois Lotto.
Right,
yeah.
Right. But it's the same principle.
Mm-hmm.
And every number comes out about the same amount.
Okay.
Of times. Yeah.
I guess
they even paint the balls with the same amount of paint to make sure that one isn't heavier than the other.
Sure. So if 44 came up last time, it's got the same chance that number 44 could pop up this time as last time.
That's right. On each draw, 44 could come up, one out of 70 times.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We talked to one guy who, thinks he's kind of cracked the code and he's won the lottery a few times, and he's come up with ideas of what numbers that haven't appeared that will likely appear.
No. The lottery machines don't have any memory. They don't have any guilty conscience. They don't say, well, I came up with 44 before, I'm not going to do it again. No.
This is just humans thinking that they can game the system.
That's right. That's
okay.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
My wife always says that I should buy a ticket at the convenience store because they seem to win all the time. But
we've got people here who say, oh, I want to go out into, the rural suburbs or something,
right,
because
right.
my chances are going to be better. We don't know that that's the case.
That's
in
right.
in
that's
fact,
right.
Yeah. Now, it is interesting, though, because we did have a huge winner in Red Bud, Illinois, back in 2012. And then we had another huge Mega Millions winner last year in Illinois. So I wonder from that perspective if people are like, maybe Illinois doesn't stand a chance, because there have been two winners, pretty big winners recently, but it really doesn't matter.
Yeah, or maybe Red Bud is hot.
There you go. Exactly. So the question is, did you buy a ticket?
Yes, I did. I bought one ticket.
And then your $2 ticket to dream, basically?
That's right. So it gives me some pleasure, and it's worth the $2.